The NCAA, the powerful college sports association, is following in the footsteps of the NBA, announcing its moving championships scheduled in North Carolina because of that state's controversial law, House Bill 2, also known as the Bathroom Bill. It requires that anyone using restrooms in public buildings like sporting arenas must use the one that corresponds with the gender on their birth certificates, a requirement the transgender community says forces them into restrooms with the wrong gender. And in support, in July, the NBA pulled the 2017 All-Star Game from that state. Jeff DeBeery is Capital Bureau Chief for Here and Now contributor WUNC. So, Jeff, what NCAA events are we talking about?
As you mentioned, basketball is the big one for 2017, set to take place in Greensboro. There are also championship events that have been moved. These include women's soccer, men's and women's soccer championships, baseball, golf, lacrosse. So a series of sports, basketball being the most lucrative and well-known of those.
So the NBA, the NCAA, double blow to North Carolina's culture. You spoke with Henry Fourier, president of Greensboro Sports Commission Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Here's a little of what he had to say.
Kick in the gut. Think we all knew this was coming, but somehow I found myself in denial and hopeful that it wasn't going to happen.
How much money are we talking about, Jeff?
Specific to basketball, Robin, we're talking about $14.5 million. That's what the estimated economic impact was when Greensboro hosted these games 4 years ago in 2012. And we should note that there's the economic side of it, and I spoke with the Greensboro mayor today who also talked about the effect on small businesses. We're talking about hotels and caterers and folks who are earning an hourly wage, who are working in the arena, who are working around the arena doing various municipal roles. So there is the economic angle of it. I think it's also worth noting that there is this cultural angle of this as well. This is basketball, college basketball territory down here. My wife grew up here. She's told me stories about teachers rolling in televisions into classrooms so students can watch March Madness games. This is a big deal. And while the NBA moving its All-Star game and other businesses and musicians canceling concerts or canceling job expansion efforts here, those are a big deal as well. But I think this one stings a little bit differently because college basketball is so much part of the culture in North Carolina.
Well, NCAA President Mark Emmert was on CBS This Morning today. Now, it was actually the University Presidents Association of the NCAA that made this decision, and Mark explains why.
The reason the university presidents reached this conclusion last evening is because, again, this is about sports that are conducted in the context of universities, and it's trying to reflect the values of higher education in America. Inclusion, fairness, treating all of your student athletes, the coaches, their fans in a way that reflects those values at our championships, that's what matters most.
Yeah, and how are residents there reacting to that? That it's about values and inclusion, implying they don't have those values.
This is a hot-button issue. It's been a hot-button issue for 6 months. I think the reaction you get depends somewhat on where you are in the state. I mean, there are urban centers that are growing and expanding quickly here in North Carolina. There are rural areas where, for the most part, the opinion of House Bill 2 is a little bit more favorable. And clearly, as we've seen on a number of different issues and instances over the past few months, Republicans have doubled and tripled and quadrupled down on this. They are hoping to make the November election to some extent a referendum about this issue. Now, perhaps we'll get the best pulse of how the people in the state really feel about this come November 8th and 9th.
Well, it doesn't seem as if state officials are backing down. North Carolina's Republican Party spokesperson, Cammie Mueller, made a comment about, hey, maybe they'll just make the football players and cheerleaders share bathrooms. Your governor, Pat McCrory, supports the bill. He's up for re-election. And the News and Observer spoke with Lieutenant Governor Dan Forth. Here's what he had to say.
Everybody should be concerned about lost revenue, but I don't put a price tag on our women and girls of any kind. It's extortion, and it's shameful extortion. I mean, it's just unbelievable to me that these entities would think it's okay to invade the privacy or security of a woman or a girl in a shower or a locker room. I think that's a shameful act. So,
and Jeff DeBeery, holding to the notion that, you know, the flip side of the thinking of the state law, that it would negatively impact women and girls if people claiming to be transgender or of another gender enter the bathroom and violate their privacy. It doesn't sound like there's any movement on that opinion.
there is no evidence that there has been, you know, that there are instances or widespread instances of this. That is a concern that conservative lawmakers have talked about. This is a common sense public safety measure. They've said that for a long time, but there's been very little indication of there being problems with that in actuality.
Yeah, and as you said, you know, we will see when elections roll around how the residents really feel if some of these lawmakers stay in office. Jeff Tiberi, Capitol Bureau Chief for WUNC. Jeff, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.